Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday alohas to you. It's raining again. A little rain, a little sunshine. It's more spring-like weather, I guess, really, than summertime stuff. Great to have you along as we begin the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And here we are on the first Tuesday in the month of July. That's the one we set aside for Tuesday with Timmons, as we're joined by 4th District Congressman William Timmons here on the program today. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Bob, great to be with you. I'm doing well. And I just wanted to comment, Sergeant Medal is expanding. And I just heard that on your news update. That's exciting. New job, 80,000 square feet. Last time I was there was with the vice president for a USMCA update. And then we went to the Faith and Freedom Barbecue with Jeff Duncan. So I'm glad to hear they're doing well.
Yeah. And let's hope that despite all the drum beating going on in the media about the increased number of COVID cases, the good news is the number of fatalities is way, way down, is virtually flat, because the last thing this economy needs right now is another looming shutdown.
We absolutely cannot reclose. The most important number is the hospital capacity. And in the upstate and in the vast majority of the country, we still have ample capacity. So that's mm-hmm. the number that we got to look at. It is unfortunate. I remember 2-3 months ago, I didn't know anyone that has had COVID, and now probably about half the people I know have had it. Luckily, wow. They've all recovered. So, we're getting through this. We'll hopefully have a vaccine here in the fall or in the spring, and I'm optimistic that we can get through it together.
Have you been spending time here in the upstate, or have you been in Washington? What's your schedule been like?
I've been at home more in the last 4 months than I have in my entire life. Mm-hmm. My wife is not sick of me yet, which is good. We got married last summer, so this counts for at least a few years. This is not our 1-year anniversary coming up.
Well, that's good to know, because I had yet to wish you a belated happy 244th birthday to the United States of America. Did you have a good 4th?
I did. I didn't do much. I stayed over with my parents, and we cooked hot dogs and hamburgers. Nothing more American. We had a great time. The weather was perfect. I hope you had a great time as well. What'd you do?
Yeah, not much. I just kind of tried to lose some golf balls, and my baby doll Brenda cooked out, and we had a really nice time. It was odd. It was an odd feeling. Independence Day. Did you feel it was just somehow strangely different?
I was actually kind of saddened by it, to be honest.
Me too.
I've never in my life experienced this. It wasn't shame, but it was so many people in this country are not proud to be an American. And, you know, the 4th of July is just this moment where we celebrate independence, where we celebrate what we have done as a country, both for the people of our country and for the world. And, you know, we're the, without a doubt, the best force for good in the history of mankind. And for so many of our citizens to not feel that way and not find importance in that is frustrating, but you know, that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a lot to do with COVID and that'll pass, but I will continue to be proud to be an American, and I will cherish the future of our country and work hard to be proud of it.
Yeah, for those 244 years, despite the complaints from the left who want to essentially just tear up the history books and begin again and rewrite it the way they would like to read it, we have been the torch of freedom, the beacon of liberty for people around the world. You know, this, we are a nation of legal immigrants, people who came here for the opportunities, not only for themselves, but for their families and for their children. And for that to be denigrated around Independence Day is pretty depressing. But the good news is, despite the resurgence, at least the way the media is painting it, of the Chinese flu, the jobs numbers would lead you to believe that the predictions of a V-shaped recovery may not be that far off.
Well, it was obviously great news that we had another almost 5 million people go back to work. And Bob, I really can't wait for the end of this month when the $600 unemployment, you know, additional money goes out. I think that we're going to see another big jump in jobs numbers.
Right.
Now, that said, you know, this phase four legislation, there's still going to be people that we have to help. So we got to get help to those that need it, but we got to help them get back to work. We don't want to help them stay at home when if they can be working. And we got to make sure that as many businesses survive this pause. I'm worried about the future of, you know, restaurants and tourism and gyms, and, you know, these are tough times and we got to get through it.
Yeah. You know, in talking about the fourth, and we're talking with Congressman William Timmons from the fourth district. Did you have an opportunity to see either one or maybe both of President Trump's speeches over the Independence Day weekend? Because I thought they were two of the best speeches he's ever given.
Pretty fantastic. And, you know, the fact that the president went to Mount Rushmore, and a lot of my colleagues in Congress are calling to take down most of Mount Rushmore. I just don't think that that's going to play well in November. I think the theory that that's even on the table is just absurd. And the more the left has these radical ideas, the better off we're going to be in November. And I hope that will make them be quiet long term. But, you know, they'll probably do it again next election cycle, too.
Are you concerned that if we don't get some kind of a handle on the increasing numbers for the Chinese flu, that the Democrats may have some energy they can put behind their push for mail-in voting? Because for me, that in itself is un-American.
Well, yeah. The fact that we don't have to show identification as mandatory in order to vote in this country, but we have to show it for a slew of other things, is just ridiculous in my opinion.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But,
yeah.
You know, I could see certain states expanding some of the absentee votes.
Yeah.
I even think the South Carolina legislature could and possibly will do what they did for the primaries. But again, that's a different thing than just mail-in, you know, universal mail-in voting. I don't think that'll get traction at the federal level. I think certain states that were already going to be so far left, they might do something like that, but I don't think it'll have an effect on the presidential election for sure. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see some of these states. California, we won back a seat from Katie Hill, who had to resign due to some improprieties. But
right.
Mike Garcia is our new member out there, and he flew F-18s in the Navy, and he's a rock star. And you know, if they go to mail-in voting exclusively, in addition to ballot harvesting, which they already do, which
right.
is illegal in most places, you know, I'd be concerned about him. But he's a hell of a fighter, and I think he's going to pull it out. He really is one of the more impressive people I've encountered recently.
The anarchy that we're seeing in the streets this summer is, to me, so far, has been more reminiscent of the late 60s. Than it has this part of the 21st century. We have seen in our neighboring state of Georgia, Governor Kemp yesterday brought to the National Guard. He activated the National Guard and brought them to Atlanta to three different locations there in the wake of the violence there. You also are a member of the Guard. In fact, you have training coming up here before too long, do you not?
I do. I'm going to Maxwell Air Base in Montgomery, Alabama. If you, mm-hmm. you ever want to have a nice, cool summer, that's where you want to be. Montgomery in August.
Yeah.
No, I'm going down there for some for training, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna make the most of it. And you know, as for Atlanta, just the lawlessness that has occurred throughout this country is really sad, and I'm glad to see that a lot of the mayors and governors are retaking control of their cities. I've been very, very, very fortunate. I think we're blessed here in the upstate that Greenville and Spartanburg have not really had any issues.
True.
So, you know, that's always good. I think we have wonderful leadership. You know, Hobart Lewis is doing a fantastic job. And, you know, the police chief in Spartanburg is one of the more impressive people I've met with recently. So, you know, we're doing wonderful here in the 4th Congressional District, Greenville and Spartanburg, and I'm just hoping that we can lead the rest of the country to find a path forward that is productive.
Yeah, me too, and that some of this anarchy can be tamped down because I'm afraid if it's not done in a legal fashion, that we're all we need is some kind of event to serve as a tipping point or a spark. To ignite something that could get really, really ugly.
I sure hope that doesn't happen. I'm confident it's not going to happen here, but you know, the lawlessness outside the White House, the manner in which the mayor of D.C. has conducted you know, business is just kind of shocking to me. And
yeah.
I think that there is a place for peaceful protest, and I support that. But
sure,
the second it turns to violence and rioting and looting, I am a huge fan of the rule of law. And if you break the law, you need to be held accountable. And we're going to hold the police officers accountable for what happened in Minnesota. But if you you know, commit vandalism or you know, burglarize, steal, destroy businesses, you need to be held accountable as well.
Yeah, and no coincidence that the worst exemplars of this kind of action have been in cities that have had Democrat mayors and Democrat governors for generations and are unwilling, apparently, to use their own law enforcement to protect their own citizens. Congressman William Timmons, he's going to be taking some time off, as he said, enjoying the beautiful summertime weather in Alabama. Hopefully there'll be a little bit of AC down there for you, Congressman, and we'll hook back up with you. We'll rejoin you when you get back from your guard duty in September.
Bob, that's the beauty of the Air Force. Generally speaking, it's 68 to 73 degrees. There's not a lot of but that said, you still got to go to and from buildings, and it'll be 115 outside in Montgomery. But
well,
Bob, great to be with you, and I look forward to getting together when I get back from training.
That sounds good. Be safe. Congressman William Timmons joining us this afternoon in our Tuesday with Timmons segment. 19 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more here on Tuesday on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Boom, 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 boom. 525, Bobby Mac Show, bumper to bumper here in the 5 o'clock follies on Tuesday. In on my text line, Bob, something is coming. I've been to every online ammo shop, and I found very little the past 4 days. I mentioned was it a week before last, Miss Moneypenny had her birthday, and she recently got a brand new lethal friend, you know, as in say hello to my little friend. A brand new, it's a 9mm, right, Moneypenny?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And I was going to get her some ammo for her birthday present. Good luck. I went to like three different ammo stores. And that was their reaction when I went in. You're looking for what? 9mm? hey, Billy Bob, this guy wants some 9mm ammo. What do you think? Right.
Just to let you know, I have a little bit of stock at my house, so I'm good right now, Bobby.
That's good. Also went on the text line, Bobby, I too felt something was off as I sat on the porch Independence Day watching fireworks. I just couldn't shake the feeling of wondering, will this be our last? Not if we have anything to say about it. Bobby, you let your wife cook on the grill? Are you kidding? I literally cannot make Jell-O, okay?
Wait, Brenda told me that you couldn't even boil water.
Yeah. That's pretty, well, you know, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. Laugh out loud, is it gas? As a matter of fact, it is. From JK, he says, keep up the good work. Thank you. What's wrong with gas? Gas is good. Bobby, did Willie T say a vaccine? Willie can have my place in line. So we're going to have a vaccine for this. Of course, there's still not a vaccine for bird flu, swine flu, HIV, or the 102-year-old Spanish flu. But we're going to have a vaccine for COVID-19. Yeah, we're going to have it in about a month, too. Yeah, after you. Bobby, about your previous caller, Tony, right before the news at 5, how does Tony know what color anybody is? This is radio. Is he saying our voices are indicative of our skin color? Very dangerous assumption. Katie Danner said, yeah, Bobby, the 4th of July fell flat. Sadly. Bobby, William here from Gaffney. I have a solution to the problem. Invisible masks. Ooh, I like it. 1995. Just send $20 cash to BR549, and you'll be covered. Gotcha. Hey, Bobby, tell the previous caller, Tony, native-born Americans know that we eat things other cultures abhor, but we don't get mad when they comment on it. Hashtag bacon squirrel raccoon possum. No bats? No bats in there? Another texter says, hey, Tony, don't let the door hit you in the rear on your way to wherever, whatever country you choose to immigrate to. We won't miss you. We won't even realize you are gone. Bobby, are you sure that Tony and Anthony aren't actually the same person? Just saying. Bobby, I have serious doubts that guy Tony served in the military, never mind the 82nd Airborne. Very un-American comments coming from a supposed all-American. Gotcha. Bobby, is Antifa and BLM tried to release their brain trust on the show over the past few days. They may want to send in another team, because if this is the A team, there aren't enough brain cells to understand Curly Howard between them. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. Bob, I think Tony was wearing a mask. He needs your mumble mask translator. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. Not to worry, you didn't miss a thing. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side. Oh, and today's edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts, is also coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 5:37 now, 23 before 6. 5 o'clock Follies rolls on here on the Bobby Mac Show with kind of off and on rain for today. And it is at this point in the program when we typically bring in Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. A few COVID crazy facts for you to begin today, as I'm joined not by little Annie today. She is busy working in her home news center, but Miss Moneypenny is there behind the control board in the studios.
All decked out in my hazmat suit.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, because we are all sufficiently scrubbed and sanitized.
Yes.
A few mask updates. Some brides are getting face masks that match their wedding gowns. Actually, saw some pictures. A couple of them are pretty nice, really. However, there is one picture where the bride's mask says just, and yeah, you're getting ahead of me here, and the groom's mask says married, and they're standing there together.
Meanwhile,
newspaper in Kansas City has apologized for a cartoon they published that compared wearing a face mask to Jews being sent to concentration camps in the Holocaust. That may have been somewhat extreme, you might agree. 15 minutes of fame.
That's us.
What was your 15 minutes of fame? That's a question posed on Reddit. People are sharing their stories. Let's begin with you, Miss Moneypenny. What's your 15 minutes of fame?
I guess the article about us in from the Boston paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I can't remember. That was like a front page story, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Below the fold.
Yes.
Yeah, but still on the front page.
We were famous, Bobby. Famous.
We were. We had our 15 minutes of fame. Here's a few examples. I was on the news when I fell down a ravine and had to be rescued. News stations, helicopters, the whole shebang.
That's getting to the bottom of it.
I don't know if I want to be bragging about that. I'm the waitress walking between tables when Martin Freeman is doing karaoke in the movie Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
I wonder if she got credited for her role.
Somehow I doubt it.
Waitress one.
And I have a few questions. Who is Martin Freeman? And what is Whiskey Tango Foxtrot? That's your 15 minutes of fame. You're in a movie that I never heard of. Starring somebody I never heard of?
I guess you're not woke enough.
I guess not. I was a little baby. My parents took me to SeaWorld. They sat me on a chair. I sat there eating a banana. The big screen kept cutting to me, and the audience would go, "Oh." However, you know, if that's your 15 minutes of fame when you're a baby, kind of leaves the entire rest of your life.
If we're going all the way back to when we were babies.
Babies, yeah.
There's a picture from when I was like three tossing a ring onto the bottles at a fair. And my mom's holding me. And we were in the paper.
Did you win?
I have no clue.
Yeah. Now, if you had a big teddy bear that you took home with you, it worked out okay. The entire neighborhood came to the house to see why an ambulance arrived. It was just me stuck in the washing machine during a competitive game of hide and seek.
Spin cycle.
I mean, we're talking really competitive.
Well, hey, Ann said she used to ride in dryers at Clemson.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's one every hour.
People do odd things. How about this guy? 55-year-old guy in Kentucky. He was overserved on Sunday. In other words, well, you know. And arm wrestled his teenage son. When he lost, he didn't take it well. Fired two shots into the ceiling. He wound up in an 8-hour police standoff before finally surrendering.
Why was he in a standoff?
He just didn't want to surrender. You know, his kid called the cops because he was firing shots into the ceiling. And
he's a sore loser.
Yeah, he was. But I bet the hangover convinced him to probably give up. You know when you're in a public place and need to charge your phone or your laptop? You'll do whatever it takes to claim your spot at the outlet, but perhaps don't do this. Sunday morning, two people got into an argument over a public power outlet, a charging outlet, in Denver. One guy was charging his phone at the outlet. Somebody else came up and said, "Hey, I want to use that outlet." He said, "No, I'm using it right now." Well, they wound up arguing. The guy who wanted the outlet pulled out a knife and stabbed the guy who was charging his phone.
Over an outlet. Wow.
He was rushed to the hospital, treated for serious stab wounds. Cops are trying to track down the guy who stabbed him.
Man, that's electrifying. Wow.
Wow. And finally, the pregnant pause. Ever wonder what's up with that long delay between the news anchor asking a reporter in the field a question, and they're standing there looking dumb for a while? Well, of course, it has to do with the speed of light and the speed of sound. They ain't the same. So a guy decided to do a video reenacting the long delay as the reporter has to wait for the audio to arrive before answering.
How are we so technologically advanced that I can deposit a check through my phone, but we cannot get rid of that little delay in between newscast anchors? And that's it for the weather. Back to you, John. Thanks, Margie.
It's the truth, though.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, it's that that differentiation between light, the speed at which it travels, and sound, and the speed at which it travels. They ain't the same.
Ain't a word.
They ain't the same. There you go. There is today's ATF. Going to take a quick break here. Oh, this note for you, too, from the text line, Money Penny. And for me as well, I guess. Hello, Bobby. Palmetto State Armory has both 40 cal and 9 milli in stock. Had it on Sunday. Problem is they limit you to one box per person per caliber.
What?
Yeah, from Barry in Greenville. Thanks, Barry. Appreciate that tip. Could always use a few more 45s. We'll see. I think I was, by the way, I pointed out, 300, impossible to find anywhere. Yeah, gotcha. And 303s, I guess. Take a quick break here. Right back we go. The phones are coming up next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 5:50 now, 10 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Thanks for patiently waiting. Back to the phones we go, beginning with Julia, who you're in Kansas City, Julia, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, good to hear from you.
Bobby Mac, you are racist.
Oh, I see. So they call up and they lie, which the left loves to do. They do it per forma, and say give a phony name and say they're in a phony city, and then stick some leftist troll on the phone instead to say that I'm a racist pig. Oh, my. Really? That's as creative and as clever as you can get, right? And by the way, I've never been called that before, and boy, it's really hurtful, because you never hear that. You know, when you hear somebody called a racist or a racist pig, I never have had to deal with those kinds of insults. So you feel better now? You feel better now having done that, having lied to get on the air and then call somebody a vile name when they are not racist? But hey, you know, it makes you feel better. Go for it. Let's head to Clinton next and bring in Ray here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm glad to take your call, or get you taking my call, excuse me. But what I want to say today is Dr. Fauci, every once in a while, talks about herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And as a volunteer with the Connecticut EPA, I learned a little bit about conservation. And it kind of is confusing to me because herd immunity in the wild usually has to have predators. The predators take the ones that are very sick. Obviously, they're easy prey. And they cut off the malady because they don't have the malady keep going from whatever animal to animal.
Yeah, so I think you're talking more about natural selection than you are herd immunity, Ray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm wondering what they consider our predator. Evidently, they just do a percentage is going to die from every malady that hits our midst here. And I'm just wondering, you know, if they're considering that when they first started getting into this virus, that there was supposed to be so many people dying. And that's what's confusing because they keep on getting this death toll, you know, updated every day even. And where's it going to end?
Well,
you know, they can,
when you yeah, thank
how
you.
Many
thank
people.
You. Yeah, I get it, Ray. I get it. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Look, somewhere around 50% of the death toll from the Chinese flu has come from essentially four states, all of them in the Northeast, including Jersey, New York, Connecticut. Of that 50% that come from those four states, 50% of those have been people in nursing homes. So, you know, what's the life expectancy of people in nursing homes to begin with? Okay? To Sarah, who is in Greer. Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you, as always. I had to call. It's like, oh, my gosh. Sometimes I feel like I'm calling too much. But as far as the mask mania that we have to deal with, I was doing some research on the Internet, and there is a gentleman who is testing an OSHA air quality monitor. He's using an OSHA air quality monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts it, you know, he breathes into it, and it comes up a certain number on the monitor.
Right.
And then he puts the mask on, and then he puts a little tube, you know, where his mouth is. And he breathes in it, and the monitor goes off. It's like, bing, 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 go. It's telling him that the air quality under the mask is very poor and
mm-hmm.
can be dangerous.
Right.
So if anybody wanted to see that, I thought I'd share that. He's got the website Dose of Reality. It's only like 2 minutes, whatever. But I did want to share that because that validates anybody with any common sense knows that, that when you block your nose and mouth from breathing the proper amount of air, it's gonna have a bad effect.
Yeah,
and people
well,
do get, I guess,
yeah,
headaches
you,
and
well, sure, you're
you know.
Re-ingesting the CO2 you just breathed out.
Yeah, and this monitor, I mean, it was great to see it because it validates your intellect, like, yeah, that's exactly what's
right.
going on, you know. And also, when it comes to trees, now trees take in the carbon dioxide that people breathe, animals and whatever, and then they give out the oxygen. So it's a cycle. So if we stop breathing, the trees will die. They're not getting enough carbon dioxide, and so it's like, okay, everybody, just lay down and die because everything is
yeah.
going down
well,
the drain. You know,
I'm sure that some of these greenies would be very happy if we all just laid down and died. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate the call. in on the text line. Oh, about the Reddit thing today, your 15 minutes of fame. Bobby, I was Arby's fan of the game at the Atlanta Braves Stadium. That's cool. Bobby, this year on the 4th was different, but I don't think it was just the un-American insurgents, the anarchists. I think it was something deeper. One thing is the feeling of being held hostage and talked to like a kindergartner by the country's mayors and governors in our new nanny state. But there's also a sense of dread of something bad coming. If it sounds like I'm crazy or paranoid, your eyes are closed, and you need to open them before it's too late. One more to go. The bonus hour with yours truly, the racist pig, is still on the way here on Tuesday. Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.